Meeting in Dreams. Every night, Bernadette and George met in a dream world where gravity bent, colors bled into impossible hues, and buildings pulsed like living things, resonating with a heartbeat that felt both foreign and familiar. They were strangers in waking life, unaware of each other's existence, yet in this surreal realm, they were constant companions, bound by threads of fate that transcended the ordinary. As they explored the ever-shifting landscapes, laughter and whispered secrets filled the air like a melody, intertwining their souls in a dance of dreams. The first time they locked eyes, standing on a glass bridge over a sea of stars that shimmered with the essence of forgotten dreams, they both felt it a jolt of recognition, though they'd never met, as if the universe had conspired to weave their destinies together in this ethereal space where the laws of reality faded into the backdrop of their shared imagination. Bernadette, a quiet barista in Seattle, had dreamed of this enchanted place since childhood, her imagination ignited by tales of magic and wonder. George, a seasoned carpenter in Dublin, had been wandering its shifting landscapes for years, seeking solace and inspiration in a world that seemed to echo his innermost thoughts. The dream world was vast and mesmerizing, with forests of liquid light that shimmered like jewels and rivers that whispered secrets of forgotten lore. They'd find each other instinctively, drawn like magnets across the ethereal expanse. At first, they explored in silence, marveling at floating islands suspended in midair, or the playful dance of shadows that brought life to the otherwise still surroundings. Then, as curiosity overcame their initial shyness, they began to share their thoughts discussing the dream world's whimsical rules, its breathtaking beauty, and their own lives that felt burdensome in the waking world. In that surreal haven, the barriers of reality faded away, and neither questioned why they shared this extraordinary space. It felt not just coincidental but profoundly inevitable, as if the universe had conspired to unite their souls in this sanctuary of dreams. One night, under a sky of spiraling fractals, Bernadette asked, "Why us? What's connecting us?" George, carving intricate patterns into a glowing tree, paused and looked up, pondering her question with a faraway gaze. "Maybe we're two halves of something," he said, his voice barely above a whisper but carrying the weight of their entwined fates. They pieced together clues, reflecting on their journeys. Both had lost someone apparent for Bernadette, a brother for George, and both carried a peculiar loneliness, a profound sense of being unmoored in a world that seemed to move on without them. In the silence that followed, they shared unspoken fears and dreams, realizing that their paths had diverged only to converge in this ethereal space. The dream world, they theorized, was not merely a random occurrence but a bridge between their minds, forged by shared grief and collective healing, a frequency only they could tune into, where the memories of their loved ones lingered like echoes, guiding them through their solitude. They grew close, sharing stories on dreamlit cliffs that seemed to stretch endlessly beneath the vast, starry sky. Bernadette described Seattle's rain, how it fell gently like whispered secrets upon her skin, while George mimicked Dublin's pub songs, his voice echoing the lively spirit of the city. They laughed, their joy ringing through the air, argued about whimsical topics, and even danced once on a field of mirrored grass that glimmered under the moonlight. The dream world felt more real than their waking lives, each moment vibrant and full of emotion, as if they could touch the very fabric of their dreams. But neither could find the other outside the dream, no names to call out in the waking world, no addresses to search for, just fragments of a bond that lingered like the sweet, haunting melodies of the songs they shared. Their connection, though ephemeral, shone brightly within their hearts, leaving an imprint that would always tie them to those fleeting moments of pure magic. Then George stopped appearing. The first night, Bernadette wandered alone, calling his name as the dream world dimmed, its colors muted, as if the very essence of her dreams had faded with him. Days turned into weeks, blending together in a hazy confusion, leaving her feeling isolated and lost. The once vibrant landscapes she would traverse grew brittle, crumbling under the weight of his absence, the trees sagging as if mourning the loss of their companion. Without George's presence, the joyful laughter they shared echoed in her mind like distant memories, leaving an ache in her heart. Bernadette's dreams became erratic and disjointed, sometimes filled with strange images that made no sense, while other times they formed empty voids that swallowed her whole. In waking life, her desperation deepened as she scoured the internet, spending countless hours posting vague descriptions of him on forums, hoping against hope that someone, somewhere might have seen him or could offer a clue. Yet, despite her efforts and the plethora of messages she sent into the digital abyss, she found nothing but silence, each reply further fueling her despair. Unknown to her, George lay in a Dublin hospital, in a coma after a catastrophic work accident that had left everyone in shock. His mind, once a beacon in their shared dream world, was silent and unreachable, shrouded in darkness. Without his consciousness to anchor it, the dream world, once vibrant and full of life, began to crumble under the weight of uncertainty. Bernadette felt it fading around her, like a cherished memory slipping away from the grasp of her mind. Desperate to maintain a connection to him, she clung to sleep each night, where she sketched the dream world's landscapes with all the vivid details she could muster, drawing rivers that sparkled under imaginary moons and forests that whispered secrets. Each stroke of her imagination was a lifeline to the beauty they had created together, a world teeming with colors and emotions that felt almost tangible. But with each passing night, as George remained adrift in his silent slumber, less and less of that precious world remained, transforming into shadows of what once was, leaving Bernadette increasingly anxious and lonely. One night, the dream world vanished entirely, slipping through her fingers like sand. Bernadette woke sobbing, feeling as if a piece of her soul had been ripped away, the loss as sharp as losing a home where she had built countless memories. In Dublin, miles away yet connected by invisible threads, George's monitors flatlined, their steady beep replaced by an ominous silence. Their connection, born of shared sorrow and a strange cosmic alignment, dissolved with his final breath, leaving an emptiness that echoed through both their lives. Bernadette never learned his name, yet she carried the dream world's echoes within her, painting its impossible colors on the canvas of her heart, searching for him in every stranger's face she passed in the bustling streets, wondering if the universe would ever align their paths again in a way that could rekindle the bond they had unknowingly forged in the dreamscape. The world outside seemed less vibrant, a mere shadow of the brilliance they had shared in those fleeting moments, and she longed for a sign, a whisper from the cosmos that he might still be out there, dreaming alongside her in some parallel realm, waiting for the moment when their destinies could intertwine once more.